For this spring sports spotlight on 92.1 KRLS, I'm Andrew Schneider. A Pella High School junior was hoping to do heavy lifting in two different sports for a pair of powerhouse programs with their eyes back at state once again this spring. Roslyn Vanderhoff expected to be a key member of both the Lady Dutch track and soccer teams in 2020. She did the high wire balancing act last year as a member of the 2019 state-bound Lady Dutch soccer team and qualifying for four different events at the famous Blue Oval at Drake Stadium in the same season. Vanderhoff says this spring was a missed opportunity, not only for the chance to race with these seniors one more time and play with the seniors on the soccer team, but to see the potential the underclassmen had.
I've been doing some, like, the track workouts and since my own CrossFit. I do some stuff there, too, and just trying to stay in shape, keep moving, and doing what I can by myself to be better for next year, because just because we don't have a season doesn't mean we can't get better by ourselves. And I'm, like, really sad that I haven't been able to run with the seniors this year for the last time, and also just to see what the freshman group was about. And I was really excited to see all the potential that they had in their class, but we'll just have to wait till next year.
Vanderhoff says the demands of using her speed on both the pitch and the track can be daunting at times, but she's able to work out and make sure that she stays balanced and ready for both when duty calls.
Just doing different aspects that come into each of the sports, and a lot of it is just the power and stuff. So just working on lifting and just trying to get more strength so I have more power.
Vanderhoff was a four-time state qualifier last year on the track and emerged as a member of the varsity rotation for the soccer team. She was hopeful to make state in both once again this spring. Vanderhoff says one of her favorite moments from last spring was the 2020 Little Hawkeye Conference track meet.
I think that the conference meet, just there's just a lot of emotions, I feel like, and it was just a lot of joy and then it's anticipation. And it's just really exciting to see everyone there for everybody, everyone on. And then when we won it, just being so happy for everyone, like the boys and the girls team, just cheering everyone on. It was really cool to see.
She says perhaps the most impressive feat for the sprinting groups last year on the track was the ability to replace several college-level athletes who contributed to the 2018 state champions.
At first, it was really scary because it felt like we had really big shoes to fill. And even though I had run with a couple of those girls, it was just I didn't know it was going to happen because there was a lot of new people. But I feel like we did such a good job of filling those shoes and just making it our year and doing what we can and proving that we have potential in these races and doing our best.
She says next spring will be a test on both the pitch and track to see how the class of 2021 fills the shoes of the leadership void left by this year's seniors.
Just trying to make sure that all the girls have fun, but also just put in all of the effort that they can, because we already lost one season, so we're going to have to give it our all, because we're getting another chance to be able to play the sport that we love for track and soccer, and just being able to grow relationships with each other that we'll remember when we graduate.
For the Spring Sports Spotlight about dual sport athlete Roslyn Vanderhoff from Pella High School, I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS.